Hello and welcome back to How You Now with Matt and Pat. What you're hearing right there is our new intro music. This is Matt.
This is Pat.
And this week we are joined by David Hessian. Dave, I know you can't hear the intro music, but what did you think of that? How was that for an experience?
Man, I thought it was good. I was nervous I was going to talk over it.
Seems to go well. I hope the audience hear it and it's all right.
Yeah, big shout out to the Dylan Kearns experience for that.
Was, massive shout out to Dylan Kearns for that little number. If you want to listen to more of his music, you can follow at Gorilla Troubadour on Instagram. So we got a little bit of an upgrade there. I have a little soundboard going now, so you might hear some drops during the episode.
We made a meme soundboard thing.
You know, I've got stuff like, you know, that's crap. You know yourself.
Just for context, I can't hear any of them because I have a headset.
Yeah, so I can keep doing stuff like, you know, like that. So you and Dave won't know what's going on.
Dave's sitting there looking at the wall like, what's going on?
Yeah, Dave, you know.
But sure, look, it's a bit of crack. Dave, did you watch, I sent it to the WhatsApp, Gerry Hannon and Frank McCourt on The Late Late.
No. That's where we get all our memes from. That's it.
I'll have to show you that video.
Me and Pat spend our days repeating ourselves to each other saying that. And you're like, no, so you're a liar. We know line for line how to do it. This week we're joined once again by the prodigal son, David Hessian. The prodigal brother.
Long time brother of Patrick's.
Yeah.
Keep using that line. It's never getting old.
Gonna be a meme yet.
Yeah, still isn't talking into the mic properly after all these episodes. David is a personal trainer, an Instagram
model,
fitness model, and a podcaster. Also, you can go listen to the David Hessian podcast if you're a fan of podcasts, if you're a fan of fitness, if that's something that interests you. Dave, the last time we spoke to you, what was your situation? What was your status? And what has changed since then?
When was the last one?
You came over from London.
Was it the one in...
Oh, for when we were going to Brian Cain's thing.
Was it the one in the shed?
It was the one in the shed.
No, yeah. It wasn't. He did one here.
Did I?
Oh, he wasn't on ours. That was for his, was it?
Yeah, I don't think...
Yeah. No, do you remember we sat here?
We did
record
here.
A podcast.
Did
man
here.
In the shed.
Yeah.
No, but we recorded
last,
one here
the
at
last
this
one,
table.
The last one he was on How You Know For was the shed, I think.
Really?
Think so, yeah. You were on mine the last time I was here.
Yeah.
So, oh, right. Yeah.
I could be wrong, though. I'll look it up now. But yeah. So since the shed, anyways, is what I'm wondering.
How have you been since the shed?
Yeah, good. I missed
the shed.
Have
you recovered since?
Geez, yeah. Well, we were back for... I was only just moved to London that time, wasn't I? I was probably like halfway through.
Did you move there? Because remember we drove up from Dublin. Or we drove up from Mayo, me, you, and Sean.
Oh, wait. Possibly not.
You mustn't have. I don't know. I can't remember what the fuck he...
Yeah, no, he's only been on How You Know once, so this is your second appearance. Congratulations on your second
cap. When was that?
Cap. That was... Let me see now.
We're just...
first of June 2019, so...
I mightn't even move that time.
Yeah, I don't...
When did you move?
How about this? We'll listen to it now. Everyone else can stay in the silence, and then we'll get back to you on that.
No. When did you move to London?
I don't think you did move to London.
No,
you hadn't. That's why I was asking. That's why I was bringing it up is because I think that's quite interesting. The fact that you moved to London on your own at the age of what age were you?
12.
Was I 9? No, I must have been 20 when I moved.
20.
Yeah, 20.
May, I was
in
20 since May,
You moved abroad to pursue a career at the age of 20.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe
proud of yourself. Many careers.
How's it been going for you so far? What are those careers and how's it been going?
So biggest thing at the moment is online coaching. So doing a lot of that. Obviously that's the way things seem to be going. And after reading like the 4-hour work week, I'm like, fuck, I need to move around. Personal training, worked in bars, bars. I don't know, I can't say the word right.
What?
So every time I say bar in London, people are like, what, bear? Beer?
Oh.
Because they say ba.
Soft over.
It's like it's the one word that they can't understand when I say it.
Say pub and so.
Yeah. But then they're like, no, that's a bar. That's not a pub because they think they're two different things. Anyways.
Oh right.
So doing all that, working in two gyms. So working like a pure gym and a better gym. Paying rent in one of them, so that's kind of...
The gym is called Better Gym, it's not just a better gym.
No, I was going to make a joke about it, but I was like, I'll let it pass.
Actually, Ben Keeley yesterday, he asked me, what do I do? And I was like, oh, I work in a better gym. And he was like, really, better than this? And I was like, I was actually, it's a shithole, but it's called Better Gym.
Don't trash your employer on this, Dave.
Oh, man, Better Gym is great. You just go up and you're like, can I get a trial? And you just keep giving the same email address. I've done it 3 times there. Like, exactly. Just keep
I kind of recognize you. No. your memory must be betraying you there.
Anyways, go on. Continue.
But yeah, so doing the personal training. Basically, I went over there to do personal training, and I was always against the whole online coaching thing, because I was like, fucking hell, like, you're not going to teach anyone how to deadlift doing online coaching or whatever. But basically, what I realized from PTing people is you train someone who's like overweight, which is kind of my demographic. And then, am I too close to that?
No, you're good.
You train someone who's like overweight, and they basically think, oh, I've just paid them whatever price for an hour of training. That's the solution to all my problems. I'm going to be thin now. They go home then and they fucking eat whatever they want. You give them a diet plan, they don't fucking follow it because they basically think this hour is their solution. They think you're paying you by the hour.
The kind power
of
way. Hour.
Yeah. So then when I've tried online coaching, when you can put a lot more emphasis on the actual diet, obviously you can't show them the technique as much with training, so you have to keep the training a little bit more simple, but I seem to be getting better results that way. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at the moment, trying to go fully online.
And also it's so scalable, like, when you're online rather than, you know, having to commute to gyms, like live close to wherever you're working, and then you only have the reach of like who you can actually interact with if you're not online.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing I always think about. Like, if I, whenever I'm kind of testing ideas in my head or trying to think of ideas for how I could generate money, I always think of Naval Ravikant's Joe Rogan podcast, where he was talking about the fact that you, like, with the advent of digital, like with the fact that you're able to have digital media now, anything that there's no marginal cost to produce more of it. So that means, like, you know, if I put up a YouTube video to serve it to one more person, costs me nothing. If you leverage that, you can have massive profits with very low costs. So yeah, definitely profit or online makes way more sense in that sense. What's your breakdown of your clients between online and in person now?
How many?
Yeah.
What percentage are online and what percentage are not online?
No, it's mostly one-to-one at the moment. Trying to build up online, so I probably have about 8 online clients and probably about the same. It's probably about half and half actually at the moment, because even clients I had one-to-one, I'm trying to move them online.
Right.
Just because I'm trying to move between gyms, but definitely finding better results with the online. And plus, as you said, like in a different way, but it's scalable.
Yeah.
So PT and like PT, there's only so expensive you can go. So if you go up to like £100 an hour, you only have so many hours in the day. Whereas if you go, let's say, 200 per month on an online program, you can basically do any amount of them.
Yeah.
You can basically get, if you get 100 people, you're able to manage that by yourself. Whereas you wouldn't be able to manage 100 people training 4 times a week as a PT, because that's 400 hours a week. I don't even know how many hours there are in a week, but I don't think you have time to sleep if you do that.
144.
What? There's 144 hours in a week.
That's wrong.
12 is 144.
7-2 is 140. 7-4 is 28. 168.
Yeah, there you go. Great.
You were looking at me like I'm some dumbass.
6 days, sorry.
Sure look.
What do you think there's a bit more demand for online or in person? Like, would you find it harder to convince people to do online? Or
to be honest, I thought it'd be a lot harder to convince people online, but because the gym I went into first, the Pure Gym, there's 21 personal trainers right now. There was more when I started.
Sure.
19 of which are men. So the 2 women do all right, like, because any women want to go to them first.
Yeah.
But as far as us go, like, I'm competing with, like, who's going to pick the youngest PT?
Who's going to pick
the 20-year-old who's charging a premium price when they can pick people who are like 30 years experience on me?
Yeah.
So, but then when it comes to the online thing, actually, as far as setting up online systems, none of the old books really know how to do it. So there's less people doing it as well as I'm doing it. And plus, like, between the coaches I've got to help me set this up and the amount I've invested in it, I do provide a much better service than most people doing it.
What is the investment that you have to make for this kind of thing? Like, what are we not seeing?
So I have a business coach, and like a kind of a coach the coach thing that I do with Chris Spearman.
You're big on coaches.
I am big on
coaches.
Why
is that?
Because, well, I guess if you want to, like, I want to be, let's say I'm working with people who are like 30, 40, 50 years old. I want to be where they are by the time I'm like 21, 22. And it might have taken them 10, 15 years to get there because they've done it themselves. Whereas when I can upfront some money now and get a lot of time back, it's going to pay off in the long run. So although I might be broke now for a bit longer, I'm going to be in a much better place by the time I'm 21 than they were when they were 21.
Right, so you view it as just an investment for the future, kind of a way of getting ahead by throwing money at the problem.
Well, it's like, not even throwing money at the problem, but it's like having...
I don't like that terminology. you can keep that shit to yourself, all right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's like getting a coach for anything, like even getting in shape. You can do that yourself 100% if you want to look it up on YouTube, if you want to do whatever. But having the accountability, or like cutting the learning curve, cutting away the fat and getting to the actual point, it's a lot easier when you have someone who's been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, showing you how to do it.
And although, so you go through your coaches again for me.
So I've Chris Spearman. Well, like as far as mentors go, I have a lot of them, but like Chris Spearman is the like my main kind of coach, and then I have like Wade Foster coaching me as far as like actually getting in shape, but also from having him as a coach, I'm learning like how he coaches. He's a lot more experienced than me. Mm-hmm. He competes in strongman and bodybuilding, and then I'm working with Mike Sully. So Mike O'Sullivan, he's Mike Fatboy Slim on Instagram. He's a very successful online coach.
Does he have the same name as... Oh, no, wait, no, that's just Sully. The guy from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. No, I think he might have the same name. But anyways, yeah, so he's like a really successful online coach with like transformations, he has like people, anything from people who are morbidly obese, and then he gets them to like being on stage kind of shape, and then like sticking with it and not bouncing back too much. Somehow, I don't know how he does it, but that's what I'm learning this week in Dublin. And then he also gets like the top competitors in the world and training them. He's also competed himself, so I'm learning kind of all sides of things. So yeah, just investing in people, getting good kind of people around me. That's kind of one of the big reasons I moved to London, and it's happened a lot quicker than I thought it would. So hopefully that keeps going.
Yeah, I'd say the big thing with those that I thought was really good from your explanation of your mastermind things before we started here, but like meeting all these cool people, like, and being hanging around with them, like, because they're doing things that you want to do, like, and they're doing it well. So like you get to hang around with them and you're like exposed to whatever they're doing, like, and you're not having to waste time with, you know, trying to convince your friends to come do these things with you, because these guys are already wanting to do it and they're already able to do it. And
and there's 50 people with the same coach in the same boat as me, but like, you know, there's people who are over 50, and then I'm the youngest, I think, by a bit. But like it goes anywhere from a 20-year-old like me to up to a guy who's like 50 who quit his job to start doing online coaching. And they're all in the same boat as me, trying to, like, all different demographics, trying to build up their business, and then we're bouncing ideas off each other as well. So when we're not doing stuff with like our coaches, we're meeting up like on a Tuesday. I meet up with two of the guys. One of them is 50 or 51. The other guy's like 25. He's a professional boxer. He's been a PT since he left school, and the other guy was in the corporate world and just moved on to online coaching. So kind of bounce ideas off them, learn systems that they use, and then I'm applying them to my own coaching.
Why are you in Dublin
right now?
Yep.
Yeah, so I flew over to meet up with Mike, to basically, he's shown me how he does his coaching, trying to train me up, because I'm planning to do some work with him in the future, be a coach under him and just like work for him kind of freelance, right, as he has such a massive volume of people coming through at the moment, so he needs help. And yeah, guy met him through Chris.
Very cool, very cool. Going back to the whole thing of moving to London at the age of 20, how did you find that experience? Like, was it tough kind of completely, obviously, going from Mayo to London? Like, that's a completely different change of pace, first of all, but it's also a completely different social group. You know, your work life obviously changed a lot. What was that all like?
To be honest, weirdly enough, I never, like, I had good friends and I'd see them quite often, But like, I could also, they're the sort of friends where I could go like months without talking to them.
Is this in Mayo or?
Yeah, in Mayo, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like, I'd go months without talking to them and then we'd come back and we'd be the exact same.
Sure.
But they also don't have the same kind of ambitions I'd have. So it was always
Do you hear that?
No.
Shitting on you. I know exactly what you mean.
Going to college and stuff, and like they probably thought it was kind of stupid that I wasn't. But yeah, just people. I had no friends who were kind of same interests as me. Even going to the gym, I always trained alone. I never had training partners or anything like that. So I guess it was pretty easy moving away. I was never a home bird. I was excited to move away. I was never really worried about it, especially since I moved away with no place to live, staying in a hostel for a week, no job, no nothing.
Yeah.
Found a place like in the first week, and that was kind of it.
So there was one time, you and Mam were fighting anyways, and David just ran off, like, basically. He just walked down the road, like, we live on a main road, like, just walked off. No one knows where he went, like, and then whatever, the next day, then...
Dave, can we get a How You Now exclusive? Where did you go?
You know, he went to his friend's house. He went to Murphy's house.
I wish it was a mystery.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was a mystery too. That would have been good, but I just knew the answer because I just remember you came back. Like,
you created a lot of suspense there. Fair play.
Thanks. I'm a good storyteller.
Yeah, sure. I know. Now for you.
What's the question?
What? There was no question.
He's just telling a story.
I was telling a story. Like,
it's a nice anecdote.
You like to run away from the house. Like,
yeah, it's not all about you.
You can't deal with your anger.
That's true. Well, I can now, but yeah, I couldn't. But yeah, that was kind of a thing as well, I guess, moving to London. Had to figure out, was I running away from problems or was I running to something better?
Yeah.
So that was kind of a big thing I had to think about before going. And to be honest, I think it was going towards better opportunities rather than running away from problems. Because I was pretty happy, like, when I left, apart from, like, where I was working. But
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, like, in all fairness, like, there's not a lot you can do in Mayo compared to what you could do in a city. Like,
I won't hear that.
You know, I don't want to, like, I'm not saying it's all based on where you live, but like, there's definitely more opportunities.
It's all about who you know.
It's all about who you know. It's not about what you know.
You
want to
be a doctor, it's all about who you know.
Yeah. You want to be a vet, it's all about who you know. But like, yeah, it just, I don't know, if you live in a city, like, you could go to a gym, like, and start PT in there, like, you know. And it's just like, if we wanted to go anywhere from where we live, you have to drive. Like,
you wouldn't mind, but Dublin's a pretty big city and it is the shittest transport ever.
Oh, I know, yeah.
If you went to the countryside in the UK, you'd have better public transport. You don't even have contactless here for the bus, like.
Oh, they got that for the Lewis recently, but yeah, I know.
Doesn't work.
I completely agree with you, but part of me is getting weirdly defensive. Like,
you shut up.
Only I can slag our transport system.
And it's so expensive here.
Oh,
for
my
transport.
God, I know, yeah.
Never paid £3 for a journey in London.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's fucking shite, like.
I don't pay too much, like, but I say, where are you going? And I say, 155
man,
every time.
Dublin Bus listens to this podcast.
Oh my God.
You're done for. You're in for it.
This is a podcast about Dublin Bus. Of course they listen to it. We never
same Dublin
stop
bus
talking
colors.
About Dublin Bus. It's always Dublin fucking Bus. Yeah, have you got somewhere to go from here?
Yeah, what were we talking about? I don't know. But yeah.
Speaking of, like, transport.
Yeah, go on.
Because he said, do you have somewhere to go from here?
Oh, that was shit.
Oh, I didn't segue there. Yeah, I didn't cop that at all.
Sweet
yeah.
beans, man.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just saying that there's no real, like, nothing wrong with Mayo, but like, if you're young and you're like, have aspirations of doing well, like, I feel like it's harder.
Yeah.
Like, you're definitely cutting yourself off. Like,
What's the future look like for this? Are you going to keep doing online coaching? Are you enjoying it that much? Or is there something else you're kind of have in insight?
He's going to start YouTube with us, Matt.
I started a vlog there, staying in Rob Lipset's house, you know? So,
anyway. Oh, did you?
No.
Oh.
He sent the video to me.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, so big plans this year with it, to be honest, because I'm learning from some really good online coaches. As I said, and I've pretty good systems in place as well at the moment. Everything is set up for online to take on quite a large number of people. It's just about getting them into the ecosystem first. And I have big goals to, like, be able to literally work from anywhere by the end of this year. Not be tied to any one place. And yeah.
Make it out of the rat race.
Actually, Sean wants to know, are you going to go to college?
Actually, yeah, my deferred thing, I keep getting emails, like, are you going to go this year? The answer is no, not this year.
Oh, you're not going.
How are you now exclusive? There you go, Sean.
Sean wanted to know.
I'm going to go back and be in the same year as Sean. So when Sean repeats arts, I'm going to go back and start arts as well.
Sean's taking a gap year. So
is he?
Yeah. That changes every fucking day. It's hard to know. He wants to do law, like he was watching OJ versus the People, and now he wants to study law.
Poor Sean. We've all been through that phase.
I know, yeah, I know. Sure.
I want to help OJ too.
Kill his wife.
he did kill
the waiter, though.
He has a name. It was Ronald.
I know. It was Ronald.
The real Zero J Simpson.
Oh, man. We're going to go to Westwood, so like we'll be too far away from Brentwood.
Yeah,
that's actually the best series ever. Like, I love that. Oh, ever. It was
Mindhunter's
so good.
Better.
Yeah, to be fair, Mindhunter's class. I haven't seen Breaking Bad as well.
True Detective season one.
Chernobyl. Oh man, Chernobyl was class.
I haven't seen that.
What, that's the event weird. Or the series?
The series.
Big fan of the event. Here.
The mini series.
I wish they'd do another one. Fukushima was pretty good, but didn't really live up to season one.
Chernobyl, yeah, sound like that was a pretty good one. The series, mini series. Yeah. I don't know about the real thing, like, I wasn't there.
Do you know the same lad directed like Scary Movie 3 or something? Or some, like, he directed a load of shite films.
Scary Movie 3 was class, that was so funny.
It was one that got panned, anyways. It was a bad one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you'd probably find it shite. I'd just laugh at it because it's so stupid. Like, you'd be giving out, you'd be like, why are they doing something so stupid? I'm like, because it's funny.
It's called comedy. It's the only thing funnier than fart sounds.
We went to go. We went to see live stand up. Like, these people were just doing like an open mic. The last day, yeah, it was good. Like, and
did you ever do it? You're podcasters now, so you might as well start doing stand-up.
I might, like, you know. But the thing is, with me, I'd be telling the joke, and halfway through, I just fucking keel over laughing. Like,
yeah, Paddy would piss himself at his own jokes, which isn't a bad thing, like, because, you know, everyone be like, Jesus, this lad must be very confident in himself. Should I be laughing? He's laughing a lot, like, and then it would probably work out. But yeah,
so Matt, if you start the MMA, you start the stand up. Between the two, you know.
No, Matt's going to do. Matt wants to do the stand up.
Yeah,
I don't really want to do stand up.
Yeah,
I well, like, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I just not that. Passionate so, about doing it. Like,
any serious topics up at the moment?
What do you think of Reagan's handling of the AIDS crisis during the 1980s?
If you came to consciousness, oh wait, no. No, oh no, god, no.
No.
I'll tell you that one later.
What's your creative output not right now, Dave?
And what?
In general, we do podcasts and videos. What do you do?
I do podcasts. I do Instagram posts daily, if possible. Just, yeah, trying to be consistent with content and trying to figure out a consistent message, kind of, because...
What is your current message?
Trying to help people do things that they don't think are possible, I suppose, because coming from the west of Ireland, like, all you get is really is slagging for starting a podcast or starting, like, a fitness Instagram page or whatever. You might get it to your face, but, like, you know, that's what the lads
actually,
are
I was thinking about
pub.
This. You know, people are always giving out about, like, negative comments on, like, any social media, like, or YouTube or anything.
I didn't get any. Really.
I know, yeah, but, like, I was just thinking about it today, and I was thinking, like, is it actually just better to get it, that, like, those comments? Because those people are thinking those things anyway, like, those negative things.
I actually have my post planned out for today, and it was going to be, wait, I'll read it out to you. It's basically, like, I want people to be, like, more interactive with my page. And it's basically, like, if you want to slate me, just fucking do it.
Oh, man. I'll be on it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I just want to say, before we drop this topic, our top locations for the podcast Instagram page are Dublin, followed by Ballinrobe, Galway, Claremorris, and then Naas.
Yeah, so it's all our
you're fun. Killing it out in the West, anyways.
Yeah, up the West.
That's the West.
Yeah, the post for today, because I always put, like, whenever I think of a content idea, I just put in my notes now, because I used to always get one, and I'd be like, oh, fuck.
That's what we're doing for the podcast.
Write stuff down.
Like. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we're always doing for the podcast. Like, when you're just
write it down. Write that shit down. I want everyone to engage with my posts more. Tell me what you like / dislike. Slate me if you need to. And I was like, I won't take anything. I'll take everything as constructive criticism. Because basically, even if it's like saying you're a dick, I'll just take it as like constructive. I'll be like, fuck it. Sometimes I like my stuff, try and turn it into a kind of a positive spin.
Yeah.
Like if loads of posts get like, all right, this is shit from everyone, then I'd be like, okay, this is shit. Like the whole, if one person calls you a horse.
Yeah.
One of the four agreements in that book is don't take anything personally. So good job on that. It's called The Four Agreements.
Oh.
It's by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a self-help book. But it's all like around like spirituality and Toltec wisdom and all this sort of stuff. It's pretty interesting. But
cool.
Toltec. It's like ancient.
What's the other three?
Mayans or whatever. You know. The other three are be impeccable with your word, which means like, you know, thoughts, actions, whatever. You know, they have to be what you truly believe. Like if you start to think negatively, it will become negative and whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like whatever you say has to be true pretty much, or what you want to happen. Don't take anything personally. Never make assumptions, and always do your best.
One thing I'm very bad for is assumptions.
Yeah, I know. I've been killing that habit since I wrote the book or read the book. I fucking wrote the book on agreements.
I'm so agreeable.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I have been trying to knock that habit. It's kind of a weird one.
Assumptions.
Like, making assumptions. Yeah.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy.
But like the thing is, the way we like categorize people that we see or like anything that we see is based off what we've seen before. Like, it's so hard to know.
Oh man, it's all patterns.
We're like, they're similar, so they belong together. So everything that person does, that other person does as well. Like,
yeah,
even though,
yeah, no, it's all patterns.
But basically, without like assumptions, because they're, you know, they're like habits. You'd have to like consciously think about everything.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that'd be impossible. But the.
You kind of want to be somewhere in the middle of everything. Like.
Yeah, what is I would mainly think about never making assumptions in terms of social context, really. Like, the biggest thing that I make assumptions about that impact me negatively is that person's thinking this, or that person feels that way about me.
Yeah.
And, like, that starts to fuck me. Like, if it's like.
Go on the defense straight away.
Yeah, or, you know, like, if it's like, I haven't talked to that person in a while, or, like, we haven't messaged in a while even, or like I'll be like, geez, do they even like me? Like, are we even friends? And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you have absolutely nothing to base this on. You're completely making assumptions, and the way you phrase it in the book is like you're making up a dream and then starting to live in that dream, like,
yeah,
where this reality of you know, that this person hates me or whatever, it's completely like made up in your head.
Yeah, because in reality everyone loves me. Like,
yeah. This man's a fucking dream, man.
I failed an exam.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I rang Mam.
Mam hates him.
Yeah, Mam hates me, yeah. But everyone else likes me.
Get in the fucking wooden spoon.
Oh, stop. I'm not going home. I'm afraid.
I
was, it was just like, I rang her up, like, and she knows my code for the SysWeb because she pays the rent.
you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
I have no shame about anything.
And how much shame do you have?
You're going zero. To contradict everything.
Zero.
He just said zero.
Yeah.
But
you like that one, did you, Dave?
Dave's the only one that didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But so I rang her up anyways, and I was like, oh, what's the crack? And I was trying to start a conversation like first and ask her how the day was or whatever, and you know, then I was going to drop the bomb. But she was like, what's with all this low grades? And why'd you fail this one? And you got an F. And I was like,
she knew. She was on the ball straight away. Like,
yeah. She'd seen it already. Like,
my fucking parents don't have my login anyways.
Oh, I'm fucking...
Wait, how did she have the email?
What?
Oh, she just went into SysWeb.
I told her that's
why
my email and that's my password.
Why is she logging in that often though?
No.
Because I told her that the exams were coming out Wednesday. Like,
why?
Yeah, but
that's where you slipped up.
No, I didn't slip up because I was going to tell her anyways. Like, I don't really care.
Dude, come on, a bit of honesty.
Yeah.
See, I don't know because I never failed an exam.
Yeah, that was the first time I failed an exam too.
Never done any sort of exams of note, really, have you?
You did the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone knows
if you're
what
failing exams and leaving cert, though, you're kind of a fucking bit of a mess, really.
Yeah.
I know, that's not true.
That's the majority of your listeners upset now.
You probably have other skills that you're just not.
No.
I'm desperately backpedaling here.
I'm sorry. Take my apologies.
Right, lads, we're on to education.
Yeah,
I just want money.
I said to Mam,
oh, that's a great clip. I should add that to my soundboard. I want lots of money.
I just said to her, like, oh, yeah, sure. Look, it's that fucking podcast. Like, and then I was telling her Matt did his best semester of college. And then I was like, but sure, fucking, I had to come up with all the ideas for all the podcasts.
Ah, stop, man. Slide into my DMs to congratulate me for my fucking beastly GPA, lad. Fucking crushed it. Even beat out Dylan, beat out Pat, and beat out Jerry. Jerry fucking had his worst semester ever. and I had my best, so I just about beat him.
The roles have reversed. Yeah,
I know. It's fucking topsy-turvy land here.
It's a subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Sure.
Not subtle at all, though, because you failed.
You loser. Anti-subtle, yeah.
You are a loser.
It's good, though. Good for you, like.
Everyone knows. Failure your value depends on how you do in exams. So if any out there are feeling bad because you failed, you should. Yeah, share it with Patrick.
I'm setting up a big cry meetup on meetup.com. Yeah. Everyone who failed an exam. Oh, man, the worst part, like, failing an exam is grand. No one gives a shit about that. But it's €180 to repeat it. Fuck that.
You can't fail an exam if you don't take any.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might not do that. Fuck that. €180, that's so much money. And hopefully, I don't even care about it.
But I'm passing the test of life.
Me too. I'm killing it, life. I'm crushing it.
Then why do you have to pay €180?
No, you don't have to do anything. Everything in life's a choice.
Why are you going to pay €180?
I'm not. Dave, it'll end up man with paper.
For this next
I love you, man.
That's what you call class right here compared to no class.
That was it. You said I had no class.
For our next segment, we're going to take a deep dive into Dave Hessian's finances. Dave, how much money do you make?
Oh yeah, Dave, are you still working at the bar? You don't say how much money you're making.
No, you don't have to. I was only joking.
I'm making more than I thought I would be at this stage, to be honest. But I'm investing a lot.
Is that how you can afford all the prostitutes, or is that are you going to pay them back?
They're on tick.
Hookers on tick.
Exactly. No, basically, like, my outgoings are up near 3,000 a month at the moment. So that's about
your outgoings.
Yeah.
That means your expenses, like.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus. Fucking coaches aren't cheap, man. I should become a coach.
That's it.
Fucking robbing idiots like this lad here.
Hey, if it wasn't for the coaches, I wouldn't be able to afford them. Think about that way.
What?
Yeah, good lad there. All right.
Well, I don't understand that.
If I, like,
because they make him more money, so then he can pay them
more. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a vicious cycle.
Jesus.
Dave's like, I got a new client. I'm earning £200 a month of him, so I want to give you an extra £50.
They're like, so I want to give you an extra £250.
It's not how it works at all. They're like, please let me give you money.
Yeah,
but you got no trip out to Dublin. Yeah. Anyway.
So your outgoings are £3,000.
Probably near enough that, yeah. Between rent. So I pay rent at a gym. I pay rent where I live.
But you only get to sleep in one of those places. I think you're getting a bad deal, man. If you're some joker,
I'll tell you.
If you're asking me, the gym fucking needs to get the chop there. Like.
Yeah, and then you have travel, bills, food, supplements, all that sort of shit. All business expenses.
The hookers.
And the recreational drugs.
And then you have, like, all the online subscriptions to run an online business. It's just fucking mad, you know?
Your stack of roys that you need every month.
Here, do you want to can I coach you?
What skills do you have to offer?
I'll show them how to fail exams.
Whoa! That was funny. I did not see that coming, man. My expectations were completely subverted there.
I don't know what to...
But yeah, income-wise, there's good money in online coaching, but unless, like, you really want to do it, I guess. Like, I don't want to give the whole spiel, like, you have to grind every day kind of way. Like, I actually really enjoy it. Because I, like, I've realized with any job that I dislike, like, I like being early for things, but if I don't like a job, I'll be late. And I've started being late to, like, let's say, like, my shifts for the gym or, like, other shit. Not, like, for my PT clients, but I've started, like, showing up late to other things. And, like, there are things I know that I just need to cut.
It's resistance between your heart and your mind.
No, just that's just me, basically. I like to be early for things that I enjoy, and things that I don't like, I just show up late to them. Even, like, just to be, like, a minute late. It's, like, a subconscious thing I do. So then I realize, all right, that's something I need to cut. And one thing I've realized definitely is don't be afraid to spend money to make money. Because even when it comes to, like, say...
Shut up. You're telling us. How much are we in the hole for this fucking podcast? You said our 5-month projections were fucking amazing, Pat. I haven't seen a fucking dime.
I lied to you, Matt. I lied to you.
But but when it comes down to, like, even the money, basically, let's say if you start making quite a lot of money, especially if you're self-employed. I know, I don't know, either of you are ever planning to be self-employed.
Oh yeah, we definitely do.
But, like, once you go over a certain amount, like, your tax just keeps going up and up. So you might as well be reinvesting to set it up so that you can step back from the work. Yeah, well, like, it's only on your profit that you get taxed, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then if you have, like, a limited company, you can have profit within the company, then you can pay yourself a tax-free wage out of that because if you keep it under a certain amount.
Are you a company?
Yeah. Well, I'm a sole trader. But I'm gonna register as a limited company so then I can pay myself a salary each year that'll be, like... I'll have to pay fuck all tax on and things like that. But these are all things obviously you don't learn when you do your PT course.
Yeah.
Are you making enough now without the bear, or are you still working the bear?
So long story about the bear. Hopefully hopefully they don't listen here. But no, because they closed for Christmas.
They're a bunch of wankers.
They closed in December.
I hope they go under.
for like six weeks or something. And I was like, oh great, I won't have to go back there. But basically then they rang me today because, like, last week I was meant to be working there, but, like, they just met the rota, like, the last minute and they put me on it. I was like, oh, I thought I wasn't working and the lads were over. So I said, I can't work. And then, this week, today, literally the manager rang me and he was like, can you work any more days next week other than just the weekend? And, like, I was planning on, like, quitting, like, telling them,
I actually have something to tell you.
This just in, Dave Heshen has been fired.
No, so he asked, could I do any more days? And I was like, why? And fucking, there's only like four of us to work there, and two people quit today.
Oh my god.
So now I'm up shit creek.
Yeah.
What did you say? You're like,
I was like, all right, yeah, I can just do the weekend.
And so then, you're just trying to keep them at arm's length for now?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't think they even know I'm out of the country, to be honest. But.
We have a wide listener base, so you could be in trouble.
I think we have a massive
Are they into horses?
No.
All right, well then you're safe enough.
And you're safe for now.
Our fan base is comprised mainly of people who like horses.
Not excluding ourselves, we fucking love horses. Shout out to Cal the horse. If you haven't listened to our episode with Holly Lenihan, go give it a listen. It's honestly one of the funniest episodes I recorded.
What number is this, actually?
This is 73.
74.
74, sorry. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I know.
What do you think about 100, Dave? Like?
Can you kind of tell us how cool we are for doing 74 podcasts?
Right, okay. I thought you were going to play a sound effect there. Like tumbleweed, no? You don't have it?
Nah, I don't really have a tumbleweed. I can do...
All irrelevant.
It's just Jerry Hannon. Irrelevant.
I'm mad about women.
Oh, if you haven't seen that video,
like. Where was I going with that? Oh yeah, but basically I was getting to the point where the more money I spend, the more comfortable I come with, like, actually spending money.
Right.
Which I found a lot of benefit in, because basically having savings, even if you have it in a savings account and you're gaining interest, the amount your money depreciates by is actually more than you gain in interest. So by just having money sitting there, you're actually losing money.
Mm.
So you're better off to be investing, especially if you have a business. So don't be afraid to spend money, guys. Invest in me.
You got to spend money to make money, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're...
What?
Oh,
we're spending so much money, but we're just not getting any. Like,
oh, apologies. We had a bit of dead air there for a second because I knocked the wire out of the board.
What were you doing?
I literally moved my tablet, but the wire is so loose in the back of the board.
Play You're a Liar there.
You are a liar.
I'll say we'll let it out in post, but we won't. You just heard it. It was like 5 seconds where nothing was said. So
there was stuff said. You just couldn't hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It was just inaudible.
Dave was talking some awful rubbish.
We had to cut it out.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was actually going to say something interesting.
I was saying, you said you did. No, you said that for the first 3 months you didn't make a penny. Like, because I was saying how you did.
You said.
Oh yeah.
Lie down with
you. I was talking a lot with like Mike and this other guy over the weekend, or over the week. It's not the weekend. I don't even know what fucking day
it is. I have no idea what day it is.
Another great thing I talked about.
It's a Thursday.
Knowing what day it is.
Oh, yeah, because I failed an exam on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Thursday.
But basically, you'd see me, I talk a lot, on Instagram about being a personal trainer and all this shit. And, I was never lying, saying it, because I was happy with what I was doing and everything. But, even after these couple of days working, I absolutely fucking loved all the work I was doing. Definitely found something I really enjoy doing. So I was saying kind of, fake it till you make it. So I was basically talking as if I was working the way I am now and as busy as I am now. And now I'm proper fucking busy at work. So
and
there you go.
How do you sleep at night deceiving your followers?
Because we know everything on the internet's a lie.
You
yeah,
are
it does. It
it's
just takes time,
to come out,
and and also, you're not fucking
fake it till you make it has so much merit.
Yeah, but you're putting full time into this, so that's why it works.
Yeah, well, it's not like a lot of work in. It's not like I was saying, oh, I have clients when I don't, but when you put up a question box and 18 of the questions. 17 of them are from Pat. Do you know what I mean? they're still my fans sending me in questions, It's just
white lies, Gaming the system a little bit.
Well, I don't think it's a lie, because I was trying to get you to think.
And plus, I think, I wouldn't answer them, but they probably were beneficial to followers. Even people like James Smith, they used to fucking ask themselves questions on their lives. Because you can send the question into yourself.
Oh, really?
And that man has a published book now.
Yeah.
And that's where you started off.
No, of course. Fake it till you make it. We're doing this podcast,
Yeah, we thought, we're going to change lives. But
RTE keeps fucking emailing us now. They want us to do radio. And we're keep it to yourselves, lads.
No, yeah, we just tell them, fuck off.
Fuck off.
We're moving out of Ireland, so.
Yeah.
Did you see James Smith on Good Morning Britain?
No, I didn't.
It's fucking hilarious. So Piers is asking him about.
James Smith is an Australian personal trainer, Instagrammer.
He's a British personal trainer.
Oh, he's
from,
not.
Yeah,
from
but he lives
London,
in Australia.
From just outside London.
Balls.
Currently in Clapham, actually, at one of his events. But he moved to Australia
him?
What?
Have you met him?
No.
Oh.
But I'm on his email list. Same thing.
What does that mean? How many people are on his email list?
Probably 100,000.
He's one of the biggest email lists in the UK now. Bigger than most.
Isn't it mad that email lists are a thing?
He basically made them, to be honest.
No, he didn't.
No, but
the internet's been around since fucking yonks.
Yes, but you look at every fucking person that was starting an email list, and he basically wrote the game on fucking influencers doing email marketing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mark Manson has a good email list. I like it.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, he basically read... he read a Tim Ferriss book, the Tim Ferriss book, The 4-Hour Work Week, and then he went to some festival and took acid, and then while he was tripping balls, he got an idea to go to Australia, and then he went there, and then he blew up, but he never blew up overnight. It was consistent posting for years, but yeah, and now he's where he is today.
Thanks to acid. So the message here, kids, especially if you're someone who's under the age of 18 and you're easy to influence, I would say you should take acid.
We actually were talking about this beforehand, and I was saying I really want to take, like, I keep forgetting we're on camera.
That's our dinner table as well. Get your fucking foot off it.
<He's>,
how am I going to eat my oats off that table now?
I've been on my phone for like half this podcast, so it's fine. Do whatever you want.
I'm like the only one paying attention
two
here.
Two people watch the video.
Oh yeah, we were talking about like acid and mushrooms. And I was saying like I really want to take them, try them out.
All at the same time.
Yeah, broaden my horizons.
An A4 page of acid.
Patrick was saying like, oh, I have no interest in that. Fucking, that's so stupid. Everyone who takes acid's a dumbass. I have no respect for them, including Steve Jobs.
That is completely not what happened. He said, I really want to take it. And I was like, I have no urge to take it. And then he tried to convince me for 10 minutes. And I was like, I still have no urge to take it. Like, I'm not against trying it, but I'm not going out of my way to go fucking
acid,
buy something.
I feel like you have to have a calling to it. And if you do...
It's like priesthood. Well. You need a...
Exactly.
You need
it's vocation.
You need God to call you to take it.
You have to become a child molester to take acid.
It's Albert Hoffman.
Albert Hoffman.
the guy who found acid. He's just like, take it. You should do acid now. And then when you hear that, you're like, okay. It's time to do it.
It's time to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me the paper. Do you ever hear of Fritz Haber?
Yeah, he was a Jew. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that bit. That's someone else's bit.
Yeah, is it time to wrap up the podcast? Am I feeling that?
I don't know. Are we out of stuff to talk about?
I don't know.
It's been fun.
I've enjoyed myself. But if we're talking about Fritz Haber, it kind of feels like we're on the way out.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Dave,
anything else you want to talk about, Dave?
Where DMT. No, go on.
Where can we find you on the internet?
So, the link to my OnlyFans. No. Podcast, the David Hessian podcast.
Mom, if you're going to look up for David's link, do not look OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be impressed.
I don't have an OnlyFans, obviously.
Yeah, obviously not, but if she Googles what OnlyFans is.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Maybe she'll like it, lads. Noreen's fucking open-minded, right?
Pat, your heart wouldn't be able for it.
You can find David on Spotify, on Apple, on whatever. Oh, anywhere you get your podcasts.
On Instagram, David Hessian PT. Yeah, LinkedIn, David Hessian PT.
Yeah.
Do you do much on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
He's quite active, yeah.
I'm bilingual.
I like all your posts.
All right, well, to play us out, here's the Dylan Kearns experience once again. Oh God, isn't it amazing, Pete? Like, it's such a good... I love the fact that we were able to get Dylan to make this.
I know, yeah.
Amazing. All right, can someone else go stop the recording? I'll do it, so fuck you.
I don't know how I'm going to get out. Bye.
Bye, freak bitches.